The Supreme Court's latest redistricting ruling resurrects a contest between two incumbent Southeast lawmakers. Today's decision puts Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson in the same election district as Ketchikan Representative Kyle Johansson. They'll face off against each other as well as other candidates in the August 28th Republican primary. The new district matchup is only in place for this year's elections. Wilson now represents her hometown, Petersburg and Sitka, that would have stayed about the same under the Alaska Redistricting Board's most recent plan. But the earlier plan, chosen by the state Supreme Court today, puts her in a district with Ketchikan, Saxman, and parts of Prince of Wales Island. Wilson, reached on her cell phone on a trip to the Midwest, says the decision surprised her.
Well, of course, I'm disappointed because it's going to be a lot more work for me because of the fact that I just don't know a lot of the people in Ketchikan. So that means when I get back home, I'm going to have to get busy, start campaigning.
Ketchikan has far more people than any other community in the new district. Johansson could not be reached for immediate comment, but in past interviews, he said he preferred not to run against Wilson. Wilson feels the same way.
I just hate it, you know, because Kyle and I have been good friends up until now. And since the redistricting, you know, we've both felt uncomfortable about it. So it'll be a little strained.
Wilson and Johansson face at least two other Republicans in the August primary. Ketchikan City Council member Matt Olson is the only Democrat running for what will be called House District 33.